I guess that's about it. You had a pomodoro type cut or you had a crew cut. I don't know what they call them nowadays.
What is a pompadour?
I just comb back.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a straight pompadour, which would you cut it back, comb it back with no part.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can have it parted this way too. See.
Uh-huh.
My brother always wore his comb straight back, and they call that a straight pompadour.
Uh-huh. I've heard of them, but I was never really.
It could cover a lot of territory, you know.
Okay, what might you call a boy or a man with womanish ways? Not necessarily a homosexual type, but say either when you were growing up or.
I know the word, but I can't tell you what it is right this second.
Would you ever call him like a sissy or something like that? Or?
Well, I could. That would cover that all right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sissy would, that would not be, generally speaking, you'd think of a sissy who just, well, maybe he did have girlish ways or something, but usually he liked to play with girls or something like that. I guess you'd call him that.
Okay. How might you describe an ugly boy or man? Or would you have any descriptive?
I'd say he was homely.
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough? You might say he was ugly, but I hate to say anybody's ugly. Except when you're joking, maybe, but.
Well, how about an ugly girl or woman?
Well, she's homely too, or not pretty.
Not pretty. what might you call an attractive boy or man?
Handsome?
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about an attractive girl or woman?
Beautiful or pretty?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely?
Okay. Let's go out to the beach.
Even call them cute sometimes, you know. That covers a lot of territory there.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
What might you call a kind of a bookish person?
A bookworm?
Okay. Now that would, you call somebody a bookworm?
Who likes to read a lot.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you mean by
bookish?
Yeah,
would you call somebody a bookworm also if they're just naturally smart or sharp?
Not necessarily, no. I don't think so. It seemed like a bookworm would just spend most of his day, most of his time reading books or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody could be naturally smart and without spending so much time studying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He'd call him brilliant or bright or studious or.
Okay.